It's late August, and construction is wrapping up at the site where Lake Michigan water is being piped in from Milwaukee.
So we're going to head over to the pump station now.
That's Dan Dukniak. He's general manager of the Waukesha Water Utility. A pump whines in the background as he leads the way to two pipes. One is light blue and carries water from Milwaukee. The other is dark blue and sends water to Waukesha's system. Dukniak says the whole transition will take several weeks before around 72,000 people have Great Lakes water as part of the $286 million project.
But I'll just be happy for the residents of the city of Waukesha because they've been waiting for a long time for a sustainable, safe water source.
In some western states, access to fresh water from sources like the Colorado River has become a fierce competition. And in some parts of the world, large lakes have nearly dried up over decades due to climate change and water diversions. Those trends have made the Great Lakes an invaluable resource. And in the 2000s, the 8 states and 2 Canadian provinces bordering the lakes created the Great Lakes Compact to protect them. Under the deal, Waukesha is the first city to receive approval from all 8 Great Lakes states to withdraw water. The landmark agreement bans water diversions outside the Great Lakes Basin with limited exceptions. Waukesha fits that bill because it lies in a county that straddles the basin line. Democrat and former Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle says Waukesha's plans were controversial while the compact was being written.
But we really had to give everybody the assurance that there would be a process, both the sides that wanted the withdrawal and the sides that didn't, by which you could be assured that the water would be returned and it would be treated.
Doyle chaired the Council of Great Lakes Governors when the deal was signed in 2008. Waukesha first applied for Great Lakes water 2 years later. But one of the city's early requests to withdraw up to 10.1 million gallons of water per day was opposed by environmental groups. Molly Flanagan is with the Alliance for the Great Lakes.
It was much more than they were using at the time.
Flanagan says they also questioned whether Waukesha had explored other alternatives. Groups also had concerns about the size of Waukesha's larger service area, and they worried about effects on the Root River, where water will be treated and returned to Lake Michigan. Peter Annan says changes ultimately limited the area served and the maximum withdrawal to 8.2 million gallons per day. Annan authored the book The Great Lakes Water Wars. He says any governor could have vetoed the diversion under the compact, and at least one considered it. In the end, a council representing 8 Great Lakes states unanimously approved it in 2016.
Whether you like the Waukesha decision or not, you can't deny that it's extremely historic for the Great Lakes region and especially historic for the Great Lakes Compact.
A group of Great Lakes mayors feared its approval would open the barn door for more withdrawals, but both opponents and supporters agree it's a relatively minor diversion for the Great Lakes. At a recent ribbon-cutting ceremony, Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson toasted the completion of the years-long effort with a glass of Milwaukee water.
To the healthy, clean water for Waukesha for generations, and to Milwaukee Water Works, which we'll be drinking. Cheers.
Cheers.
As Waukesha celebrates, Annan says the strength of the compact means it's unlikely water-starved western states will seek Great Lakes water. But he says he wouldn't be surprised if the next request came from water-stressed areas of southeastern Wisconsin. Dan Dukniak with Waukesha's water utility says he doesn't think the city's diversion will be the last.
I will say this, you know, I think the precedent that we've set with returning 100% of the water and committing to that is a precedent that can't be undone.
He says the diversion sets a high bar for any future diversions in the Great Lakes. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.